amount that should go on tax rises and the amount that should go, or even a ballpark figure, the amount that should go on cuts.
Carrying you back with that on Monday morning. I think the argument should be at this stage to say it shouldn't be all done through savage spending reductions. David made a very important point about deficits aren't morally a bad thing. We need to make sure that we get through this period where we relieve the pressure wherever we can, making the principled argument for the 50p tax rate, as we should do in my view. Also making the argument for tax on financial transactions. And I think Labour really needs to get credibility in this argument in the coming months, and hopefully between us in this leadership election we can give some of that definition to the argument.
Thank you. Diane.
New Labour did many good things, but it made a fetish of the tax question. Tax for New Labour became more about presentation than making a pragmatic judgment about what the economy needs and the real function of taxation in the economy. I think that the balance between taxation and public sector cuts in trying to raise the money to fill the hole in our deficit is wrong. At the moment, the majority of your money is supposed to be coming from public sector cuts, and I think that's wrong. We need to move it in favour of taxation. I won't give you a precise figure, but we definitely need to move it. We still have some of the lowest tax rates on the well-off and on financial services in Europe. So even if we were to ally ourselves more with our European neighbours, that would not be so terrible. So I think the balance between cutting public sector, which is terrible for the reasons I've said, and taxation is wrong, we need to work internationally to bring about the tax on financial transactions. And then, of course, you know, I studied in the shadow of where Keynes used to work, and I believe that at this time we could do with a little less neoliberalism and a little more classic Keynesianism.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if David Blanchard's still here, but he's been writing, I think, some very important material about the dangers of a double-dip recession in the context where European financial markets are extremely frisky and extremely on their guard, but where European economies are in danger of having what I would call competitive austerity. And that's a very, very dangerous situation. One thing, just in parentheses, the Tories are pointing to Canada as a great example of how you can reduce your deficit quickly. The Canadians reduced their deficit in the 1990s in the middle of the Clinton boom. And that's a significant part of the reason that they managed to get away with what they four of us on this panel supported the 2-to-1 ratio. It was very precise, Pauline, the 2-to-1 ratio that the government set in last year for the relationship between spending and tax increases, spending reductions and tax increases when it came to reducing the deficit by half over 4 years starting next year. I'm not going to run away from that. I think that was a principled and serious decision which recognised the need both to support the economy with a serious growth strategy, but also the need to make sure that we got spending and tax into some kind of balance. Because, of course, what's happened over the last year and a half, is that the tax take has gone through the floor, down to about 34% of national income, historically very low, and that speaks to a critical point. Our corporate tax regime was too dependent on financial services. Now, the reason that that's important is not just because of the public spending situation. The leverage of money into financial services sucked money out of the rest of the economy. And critical other industrial sectors that Ed was talking about earlier, they need more balanced investment portfolios across the economy if we're to get the sort of industrial policy that we need. And so these things do fit together. A couple of other points. First of all, the broadest shoulders should certainly bear the greatest share of the burden, and that must be a problem. Finally, we've got to be really canny about the following thing. When those who pay tax, whether they be companies or individuals, go international, then the tax takers have got to go international as well. And that's why many of us, I think, have been speaking very, very strongly in favour of what's called a global levy or a financial transactions tax. It's an obvious way in which we engage with the taxpayers, be they corporations or individuals. And I think that the row that's going on internationally at the moment is really suffering for the lack of the Labour government's approach there. Because the G20, who now meet, the group of 20 leading industrialised countries, they're being held to ransom essentially by the Tories and the Canadians, Tories in Britain, Tories in